Yes, I know. Praise God. Are we on back there, Mr. Aaron? How's that? Hey, you can turn me up a little bit, brother. Praise God. God's good. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Stay on this morning. Still not on yet. They're still not hearing me, I don't think. So, hallelujah. Why don't you turn in your Bibles to Philippians, and I'm going to give Aaron a multitask back there. So, wow, you all look good today. Praise God. You all look so beautiful today. Turn to somebody and say, my, you look marvelous, darling. I'm still not on there, brother. It's still not up enough. So if you can help me out, I appreciate it. So is it the pack? There we go. Whoa, I like the power. I like the power. Amen. Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Some very familiar writing, Paul. I'm just going to let you read that and let that soak in just a moment. Some of you really need to allow that scripture to soak into your mind this morning, into your heart. All right, let's kind of read it together, all right? Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Hold up your Bible this morning. Let's say it like we mean it. Amen. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess my mind is clear. My heart is open to receive God's word. And I will never be the same. Never, never the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Turn to somebody this morning, give them a high five and said, what's praise got to do with it? Amen. Wow, praise God. What a powerful, powerful, powerful scripture. Now, I want to remind you a couple things in the background of this book of Philippians. First of all, Paul was imprisoned while he wrote this. So he wasn't at the Holiday Inn, on the beach, just hanging out. And here's Paul in this prison situation, but Paul knew who he knew. And Paul had an identity of who he was in Christ. So vitally important that you know who you are in Jesus Christ. Knowing who you are in Christ settles so much. Amen? And Paul wrote this to the Philippian, to the church at Philippi, and he says, don't be anxious. This world is full of fear and anxiety. It should not be a part of our repertoire. It shouldn't be within our thinking. It shouldn't be within our frame. But we are so prone to walk in the flesh that many times we take on things that are not rightfully ours to take on. And God doesn't want you living in that place of stress and not blessed. God desires you to live in the place of Goshen. Amen. The land of not just enough, but the land of more than enough. Not just getting by, but the land of exceedingly abundance. Amen. God is an extravagant God. He has extravagant love towards you today. Hallelujah. And we need to receive all that God has for us and what he's done for us. And we've been talking about faith and placing that faith we have in Christ. It's Christ's faith within us and releasing that faith. And what faith is that response, that positive response to what God has already done. God has taken care of all of our needs. It's a done deal. Amen. And we release our faith into what God has already done, and we see the manifestation coming about in our lives. God is into manifestation. Amen. God wants you to see and realize the manifestation of all of his promises. In fact, the Bible says all of his promises are yes and amen in Christ. And that's where you are. So much of the time we have a difficulty of really seeing or responding to what grace has provided through faith. So there seems to be a block there. It seems like we're not receiving everything that we've already gotten in Christ. He's given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Having your bill paid is something that pertains to life. You need lights. Amen. How many believe you need lights? Amen. You need lights. And having that light bill paid is something that pertains to life. God wants to make sure all our needs are met already in Christ Jesus. So how do we see the manifestation of all that God has for us? Well, we know we access it. We have it through our positive response of faith. But how is faith released? How do we release our faith? Be anxious for nothing, okay? Go back. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with what? With praise. Pastor said, and I certainly believe this with all my heart, that praise is the highest response of faith. Or praise releases our faith to receive all that God has for us. We are so prone to grumble. We're kind of like the Egyptians, you know. I was thinking about the song, So You Want to Go, Keith Green, So You Want to Go Back to Egypt. I don't know if you ever remember that old song. It's a great song. You want to go back to Egypt and you want to eat manna burgers, you know. So listen, God has called us out of Egypt. Amen. We are not to be like the world or be complainative in our spirit or when we come up to things. But so many times we have the propensity when we're facing something to immediately resolve back to the flesh and our old way of thinking. And we start griping and complaining. And listen, guys, God didn't want you to be a complainer. God did not design you to be a whiner. You are designed to be a winner. Amen. And we win every time when we praise Him, when we give Him the glory. It releases what we have, and the manifestation shows up in our life. If we keep griping and complaining and going around the same mountain again about things, you're not releasing faith, you're releasing doubt. God wants you to release faith over your situations. Amen. He says when we do that, He says it guards our hearts and our minds. Amen. Where the enemy wants to have access is in your mind. If you give it to him, he'll take it. But praise guards your heart and mind. Amen. God wants your heart guarded. How is it guarded? It's guarded with praise. It's guarded with understanding and recognizing and honoring all that God has done for us. It's that attitude of gratitude as we go through our life on a day-to-day basis. We're blessed. Turn to somebody and say, I am blessed. Amen. So being thankful and giving glory to God opens the door to unlimited blessing. Being thankful and praising Him opens the door to unlimited blessing. Hallelujah. Why? Because that's where God lives. The Bible tells us God inhabits the praises of His people. You want to find God's address? God's address is in praise. That's where He is. That's where He resides. Amen. He is there. Woo! Amen. Sometimes getting people to praise is like trying to pull a mule down the side of the road, you know. You just got to drag people. Praise should be a spontaneous response to all that God is. When I think about Jesus and all He's done for me, when I think about Jesus and how He set me free, I want to praise all night. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, here's some classic examples. I want us to look at Abraham and Sarah for just a moment, okay? What happened in Abraham's life. Look at Abraham. Look at Isaiah 51, 1 and 2. Isaiah 51, 1 and 2. Amen. Isaiah, listen to me, you who follow after righteousness. Who follows after righteousness? We follow after Jesus, don't we? He is our righteousness. You who seek the Lord, look to the rock from which you were hewn and to the hole of the pit from which you were dug. Look to Abraham, your father, and to Sarah, who bore you, for I called him alone and blessed him and did what? And increased him. Wow, Abraham was blessed and increased. How was he blessed and increased? He was blessed and increased by faith. Abraham received the promises of God. He acted upon the promises that he received, amen, and he was blessed and increased by God through faith. But I want to show you something. Look over, if you will, to Romans chapter 4, 18 through 20. Romans 4, 18 through 20. Some powerful insight here on Abraham, amen, who contrary to hope, in hope believed. Who contrary to hope, in hope he still believed. Hope is that anchor of faith. You've got to have hope in order for faith to respond in your life and work in your life. Amen? Hope, so that he became the father of what? Many nations, according to what was spoken, according to the word of God, so shall your descendants be. Amen. And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already what? Already dead. Didn't even consider it. Didn't consider it. Well, we consider things at times. I don't know how you're going to do this, God. How you going to work this out? I don't see it, Lord. I don't know. What you going to do? What you going to do? What you going to do when they come for you? What you going to do, Lord? How you going to work this out? How you going to take care of my kids? How you going to make this job happen? Oh, God. It's like, you got to be kidding me. Man, our response to God, God's just probably just, boy, what's wrong with you? Straighten up. Since he was about 100 years old and the deadness of Sarah's womb, didn't consider. He did not waver. Did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief. Didn't even entertain it. Didn't allow it to cross his mind. He kept saying, Sarah, baby, you're looking good. Come on, somebody. Amen. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was what? Strengthened in faith. How did he not waver? How did he continue to be strong? How did he see the promise of God come to pass? All those years that went by, it wasn't just a moment, guys. It's like, 25 years before this took place, before that manifestation? How did all that take place? How did that happen? Giving glory to God. His attention, if you want your attention and mind to be focused on God and really see these things begin to manifest in your life, continually give praise to God over that situation that you're believing for. When you're giving praise to God, you see what happens when we get in this negative attitude and depression begins to set in and despair begins to set in and we get on the internet and we begin to complain to everybody. Facebook lights up. Oh, I feel so bad for them. And we do all these things. All the focus is not on God, but the focus becomes on us. We're turned inward so much instead of turned outward. And what happens, our negative emotions begin to take over all that we know in the spirit that we have. And the way you battle that, the way you come against that, is you throw up your hands and say, God, I give you the glory over this situation. You are my Father, amen. I am your child, and you're working this thing out, and I praise you and I thank you that by your stripes I am healed. Hallelujah. He was strong in faith. He saw the manifestation of Isaac, and I believe the reason that he did, that kept him going all that time, was everywhere he went. First of all, he's called Abraham. His name was changed. Maybe some of you need a name change. Start seeing yourself instead of old negative Nancy. See yourself as positive Paul. Total name change. Gender and everything, right? Pauline. Amen. Amen. See yourself as Pauline. Praise God. Positive Pauline. Amen. But so many times we just fall right back into this old pattern of thinking. That's why we renew our mind to God's word. That's our part. That's what we do. We renew our mind to God's word. Amen. That's what God desires you to do. Every waking moment, you're up renewing your mind to God's word. You're not allowing those thoughts to come in. You don't take those thoughts by saying them. Amen? who against hope believed. Wow. Abraham, what kept him going was his focus was on praise. Thank you, Lord, for my son. My son's coming. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to have a son. I'm the father of many nations. He started declaring himself who he was. Abraham, I am the father of many nations. Thank you, Lord, everywhere I go. Praise God, my son's going to be here. Praise the Lord. Hey, did you know I'm having a son? Hey, I'm having a son. Well, Abraham, what you? Oh, I'm having a son. I believe everywhere he went, he was telling everybody about what God was doing for him. Start telling somebody about what God's doing for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Start telling somebody. Start believing what God is doing, what he's up to, how it's working in your behalf. Look at Psalm 67, 5 through 7. Psalm 67, 5 through 7. Praise God. Let the people praise you, O God. Let all the people praise you. Then the earth shall yield her. Then the earth shall yield. How's the earth going to yield? How's the manifestation going to take place? How are we going to see these things showing up in our life? We're going to see it through the positive response of praising him over those situations. He says when the people praise him, it's when the earth begins to yield its increase. God, our own God, shall what? Shall bless us. Amen. We must not wait to praise him. Most people wait to praise after they see the increase. Woo! Thank you, Lord. You showed up. Hallelujah. You got to praise him before you see the increase. Faith is released through praise before you see the increase, not waiting till after the increase. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Look at John 6, 5 through 13. Jesus received a little boy's lunch. It showed up in all four of the Gospels. I believe when it showed up in all four of them, it's really important that we understand what was taking place. Then Jesus lifted up his eyes, seeing a great multitude coming towards him, and said, Philip, where shall we buy bread that these may eat? But this he said to do what? To test him, for he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them. He's always looking into the natural. You know, we always look into the natural. How can I do this? Listen, when favor is on your life, when praise is on your life, favor is on your life. Favor is in you because of Jesus. Amen. We don't have to try to figure it out in our human brain. God's got you. God's got you. Amen. Now, that every one of them should have just a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, hey, there's a lad here who has five barley loaves and small fish, but you know what's that among so many, Lord? Lord, what's going on? It looks like, well, you know, just. Then Jesus said, make the people sit down. Now there were much grass in the place, so the men sit down in number about 5,000, not including women and children, church. Jesus took the loaves, and when he had, this is Jesus. Hello, this is the Lord. When he had praised, when he had blessed, amen. He distributed them to disciples and disciples of those sitting down and likewise of the fish as much as they. He's always in the overflow. So when they were filled, he said to the disciples, gather up the fragment that's remained so that nothing is lost. Therefore, they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the five barley loaves which were left over by those who had eaten. The power of multiplication is in the power of thanksgiving and praise. If you want to see things multiply in your life, begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. And folks, we say this a lot, and we think we do it a lot, but I'm going to tell you, we don't do it enough. Amen. When you get up in the morning with your confessions, you need to be just giving him the glory for this day. Thank you, Lord, for directing my steps this day. Thank you, Lord, favor showing up on my life today. You know what? Listen, man, you don't need someone to teach you how to hear the Holy Spirit. The Bible says that the sheep know his voice. You are a sheep. You know his voice. Amen. Declare out of your mouth, Lord, I hear and know your voice. Amen. And you're directing me in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Amen. Amen. Lord, you're preparing a table before me in the presence of my enemy. God, my cup is overrunning. Hallelujah. Lord, surely goodness and mercy is going to follow me all day long. Hallelujah. I'm dwelling in the presence of the Lord forever. I give you the glory and the praise. Most time we get up on Monday morning, we just gripe and complain about the day and about the boss and about the weather and about our husband, about our wife, about our dog, and we kick the cat. At least you did something right. You kick the cat. Amen. We are so prone in this flesh and in this carnality at time to just allow ourselves to just be stupid and act stupid. We are spirit people. We are filled with the Holy Spirit. We have the life of Christ in us. We have Jesus residing within us. We have the blood of Jesus Christ protecting us and around us. Amen? We have so much to be grateful for, but it seems we always want to focus on the little negative thing and pronounce that. Amen? Start focusing on God. Amen? You'll never be the same in Jesus' name. We want to see multiplication in our life. We must learn to pause and give thanks and praise Him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. For what we're believing for. God, we thank you for that. Look at 2 Corinthians 2:14. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 2:14. Now, when? What does now mean? Is that present, past? Where is now at? Future? Now what? Now praise. Same thing, now praise, now thanks, now praise. What are we praising for? Be to God who always is leading me into triumph. Always. You want to be led into triumph? You want to always be led into triumph? Be praising Him. Be acknowledging Him. Be worshiping Him. Amen. Oh, well, Pastor, you don't know what I'm going through. No, but I'm telling you, you're going to get through it a lot quicker if you're praising. Amen. If you grumble your way through it, you just will be planning on staying there for a while. Hello? Because that is not activating faith. That is not faith being released. That is just grumbling and complaining and negative attitude, and you're just going to stay there. Some people have such a propensity towards that, they're just negative Nellies. Don't be that. Be that positive Paula. Good job, Pastor. 2 Corinthians. You know this scripture, amen. How that the enemy had surrounded Jehoshaphat. 2 Corinthians. And they didn't know what to do. And Chronicles, I'm sorry, 2 Chronicles. And they didn't know what to do, chapter 20. And they didn't know what to do. They were confused, didn't know what to do, but they began to seek God. He sought God. A word came to the camp, amen. And they went out to battle. But they didn't go out to battle the way we thought we would go out to battle, with weapons of war. They went out with a weapon of praise. So look at verse 20, 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20. Put this up. Amen. So they rose early in the morning and went out in the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall," what? "Prosper." Faith, believing. "And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who would sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of his holiness as they went out before the army and were saying, praise the Lord for his hasid, his grace." That's the word for grace. Amen. In the Hebrew, his grace endures forever. Now when they begin to sing and to praise the Lord, set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. Amen. Praise, not a weapon of carnal flesh, but a weapon of praise defeats the enemy every time. God's given you that weapon to release faith. We overcome by faith. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. Wow. Next verse, go on down. "For the people of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir to utterly kill and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, they helped to destroy." They're battling it. Praise confuses the enemy. He can agree with your grumbling. He can say amen to that. He cannot say amen to praise. You know why? I'm going to tell you why. Three sets of angels. Michael, the warring angel. Gabriel, the announcing angel. And Satan was over the praise band. Whenever you begin to praise God, he gets so upset because you're taking the original place that he used to have. He can't stand it. Amen? And when you begin to worship him, sometimes you got to do a crazy praise. Crazy praise just don't make sense. You're faced with all this stuff going on and you're just out there, I want to praise him. Oh, yeah. I want to. People looking at you knowing what's going on in your life and you're just praising Jesus like, hallelujah. Man, that's when the Lord begins to see things and we begin to see things happen in our lives. Amen. Just through the simple praise. Hello? Ephesians 5:20. Amen. Giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Giving thanks how often? Always. Always. It should be a habit of our life, church. It shouldn't just be on a Sunday morning when the music's just right and, whoo, I felt that. Amen. No, amen. You praise when you feel nothing at all. You give him glory. Amen. You don't have to have music to praise him. Just praise him. Just begin to adopt this attitude of gratitude and praise. Sounds like a Thanksgiving message, isn't it? It is. Every day should be Thanksgiving for the believer. Amen. Every day should be a day of Thanksgiving. Look at 2 Corinthians 4:14-15. 2 Corinthians 4:14-15. I saw this, and this is powerful, man. I say, thank you, Lord. Knowing that he who raised up the Lord, how many know that? How many know that? Knowing that he who raised up the Lord will also what? Raise us up with Jesus. Isn't that enough to praise him? Amen. And will present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that grace, having spread through the many, may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. Wherever grace is spreading, thanksgiving should abound. Because you realize, man, it's not about me any longer. It's all about him. It's not about my effort. It's about what he's done for me. It's not about anything at all but for me to give him thanksgiving. Hallelujah. When grace is spread abroad, thanksgiving should abound. When you know the favor and the grace of God's unmerited love on your life, it should be so effortless to praise him. Amen. It shouldn't be a struggle or I don't have to have the music just right. No, I'm just going to praise him. And thanksgiving is abounding to many. I love that. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo! The act of thanksgiving brings us into an abundance of unmerited favor. The act of thanksgiving brings us into the abundance of unmerited favor. When we take the time to reflect, we can always find something to be thankful for. Thanksgiving raises the dead. When Jesus went to Lazarus' tomb over in John chapter 11, first thing he said when he got to the tomb out of his mouth, he said, Lord, I thank you. I thank you that you always hear me. I'm not saying this because of that. I'm saying this because of those around me. But thanksgiving came forth. And then he said, Lazarus, come forth. Amen. And here he came, man. Hallelujah. Out of that. Praise resurrects dead situations. Whatever you might think is dead in your life, start praising God over that thing. Amen? Because faith is activated and released when we do that. Amen. And there will be a resurrection every time. Whatever dead area of your life, you think, man, that thing is dead, start praising God. You're going to see a resurrection. Amen? Don't just sit there and grunt at it. Praise at it. Amen? Amen? Praise at it. Giving thanks releases the supernatural into the natural. It releases the supernatural into the natural. There is much power in doing this, church. Amen. Give thanks to God for his protection every day. Look at Psalm 91, verse 1, 2, and 7. Psalm 91, verse 1, 2, and 7. One of my favorite psalms. Amen. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. This is talking about the mercy seat. Underneath the wings of the cherubim, where the blood of Jesus is spilled. That's where you and I are abiding. Declare that every day. I'm abiding there. Hallelujah. Lord, I'm in your presence. Praise God. That's my abiding place. Thank you, Lord, for the mercy seat. Amen. I will say. I will what? I will say. Not I will think. It's good to think, but get your mouth in gear. I will say. He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him I will trust. Verse 7, 1,000 may fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come near me. No pig flu, no horse flu, no gnat flu, no mosquito flu, no flu. Come near me. Amen. I shall say. I'm going to get it out of my mouth. I'm going to praise him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your protection today over me and my family. Amen. Hallelujah. We can be thankful that God keeps his promises for our healing. Isaiah 53:5. Amen. Isaiah 53:5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him by his stripes. I thank you, Lord, I am healed. Every day, man. Every day. Glory to God. 2 Corinthians 5:8. 2 Corinthians 5:8. Praise God. We are confident, yes, well pleased, rather be absent from the body is to be what? Present with the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We've got confidence today. No matter what comes against us, God is with us. Praise God. We will not be moved. Romans 4:17. Romans 4:17. Amen. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him who he believed, God who gives life to the dead and calls those things not. What? Although they did, we do not need to limit ourselves to just thanking him for our past. Thank him for our bright future. Woo! God, I praise you. Tomorrow is going to be better than yesterday. Next week's going to be better than last week. Next month is going to be better than the month I just went through. Next year is going to be the best year I ever had. Lord, the year after that and the year after that and the year after that, thank you, Lord. I give you praise because favor's been set up on my behalf through grace. Amen. And I receive that grace. I receive that favor into my life. And I determine in my heart I'm going to walk in it. And the way I walk in it is by giving you the glory. It just turn to somebody and say, it just does something to your mind when you start praising God. In fact, it does something to your body when you start praising God. You know why? Because it relieves you of all that negative stress that comes in on you. We live in a world, guys, and we're bombarded where we believe it or not, every time you turn on the television or radio, so many times you're just bombarded with negativity. When you look at the news, you never see a good news story. It seems like they're always bad. Every time you do that, you don't realize that, but you're taking on stress of the world. So what you need to do is just have you a praise through the day. Amen. Stop at work. Find you a place. Go in the bathroom. Amen. Shut the door and just have you a praise. Get rid of all that stuff out of your body. It's negative against your body. Amen. Wow. Are y'all still with me this morning? Give me a few more minutes. I mean, last week I didn't realize I kept you past 12:30. The Baptists beat us to lunch. I'm just saying. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 68:1. Let God arise. Let his enemies be what? What do you mean, let God arise? How do we allow God? You magnify the Lord instead of your problem. You magnify the Lord, and the way you do it is when you begin to praise him and honor him and thank him and just worship him. Oh, well, Pastor, we do that all the time. No, you don't. I know how people are. I know how I am. You know, when I'm preaching to you, look how many I got pointing back at me. Amen. I know how I am. I know how I am. Listen, it's good to have a good wife to remind you of things, right? Amen. It's good. Amen. Guys, if you're single, you know, call somebody up and say, hey, would you just remind me to, I haven't praised God today. Remind me to praise him today. It really, just praise him. Just take that time. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 121:1-2. I will lift up my eyes to the hills from whence cometh my help. My help comes from where? Whom hath made heaven and earth. When I lift up my eyes, when I focus on him, it's a reminder of where my help is, where I sustain myself up. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can thank God for using us wherever we are. Don't allow shame to stop you from being used of God. When we believe in him, we will not be put to shame, the Bible says. Romans 10:11. You can give God praise because you're no longer under condemnation or shame. Amen. No matter where we've been or where we're going, God has promised never to leave you or forsake you. That's the reason you can give him praise. Amen. Because he's not going to leave you. He's not going to forsake you. He is always with you. And praising him just releases that faith into that atmosphere. It receives everything that grace has already provided. But you've got to do it out of your mouth. You've got to do it with intention. Amen. Praise God. And when you start to just think about how good God is, you cannot help but praise him. And praise him for the things you don't even know he brought you through and protected you from. You know, when the car breaks down out there somewhere and you're out there and you're griping and complaining, this stupid car, you need to start thanking God that God probably protected you from something up ahead. Amen. Instead of sitting there whining and complaining because you got a flat tire on this. Hello. You're stuck in traffic instead of giving them the bird and the signal and everything else. I know you all do the sign of the cross, right? Just start praise. Thank you, God. I'm here, and my time is your time. Yeah. And you're always right on time. Yeah. You can't hurry God. You just have to wait. Give him time. Trust him. No matter how long it takes, you know he's a God. You can't hurry. He'll be there, child. Don't you worry. He may not come when you want him, but he's right on time. Oh, that's an old one, man. It doesn't apply. We know God's with us all the time, right? Amen. Stand with me this morning. Amen. Wow. Can anybody praise him? Can anybody just... You know, one of the joys of the fellowship of the body of Christ is when we come together, we can all praise him in corporate worship. And there's something about that, guys. That I told Holly this morning, I said, I'm so excited to be going to the fellowship today. Not just to see your lovely faces, but that we can all praise the Lord together today for his goodness, and for his grace in our lives. Amen. And guys, I just want to help you, keep you in that place of perspective of God's goodness in your life on a daily basis. Amen. Thank God for your family every day. When you get up in the morning, and if you're married, thank God for your spouse. Thank you, Jesus. I tell Holly I'm so grateful for her all the time. Thankful for your kids. Thankful for your friends. Thankful for some of your family. No, I'm just kidding. Be thankful for them too. Amen. Be thankful for your transportation. Be thankful for your house. Hello? Be thankful for running water. Hot showers, man. Hot water. Ain't nothing like it. Praise God. Be thankful. Be thankful. I know we bless that food, but sometimes we don't even just really think about what we're doing. We just say it out of habit. But be thankful. Amen. Lord, thank you for this food. Listen to me. Nourishing my body. Causing my body to be strong. Causing my body, Lord, to resist anything that would come against it that's not you. Amen. Put Jesus in everything that you do. Hallelujah. Let's lift up our hands today. Amen. Have you got something? that you can say, I am so thankful for today? Can you say that out of your mouth right now and say, I am so thankful for, you fill in the blank, amen? Amen. Just praise God just a few more minutes here before we go. Father, we are thankful for you, Jesus. God, I'm thankful that you have allowed us, Lord, to be in your grace, that your grace has been so lavishly bestowed upon each of us. God, that we're not under the law any longer, but God, we're under your grace. And it's out of that heart of grace that praise is abundance today, God. Hallelujah. Lord, we lack no beneficial thing today. Nothing lacking, nothing broken in our lives. Thank you for our families, our friends, for our church families, God, for this precious body of people today. Lord, as they go throughout their week, may they be reminded and conscious to praise you, God, for the little things of life. Amen. Thank you, Lord, as you're opening the doors that no man can shut. God, that you're just rearranging things for our family. We're grateful today. We thank you for it. Hallelujah. We give you the glory for the blood of Jesus this morning. Amen. And we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now I want you to find seven people. That's a good number, number of perfection. Find seven people and say, believe it or not, I'm thankful for you. Would you do that right now? Amen. You may be dismissed. Amen. Bring somebody with you next Sunday. Believe it or not, I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for you, brother. I'm thankful for you, baby.